I'm Danny.
And I'm Althea.
And we are
DNA Live, baby.
Go ahead. I know you got a crazy announcement today.
Not crazy, but I just wanted everybody to keep updated on DNA Live. Because as you know, we broadcast on other radio stations around the world. So I thought I would share a couple with you. So let's roll it, baby. Okay. We got Hong Kong.
Oh, wait, hold up.
Okay, there we go. Hong Kong.
We're in Hong Kong.
We're in Hong Kong now. We're in
Egypt.
Hello, keep it going.
The Bahamas.
Go ahead.
Dubai, ladies and gentlemen.
Love those buildings. Those buildings now, are so nice.
Click down. Go down. Hold up.
Toronto, too. Don't forget Toronto.
Wait, hold up. Go down. That's go down. The one right there. So now we in Toronto's live in DNA on AM 1280. Remember that every single show that we are live 8 to 9 inside Toronto, Canada, ladies and gentlemen. This show is brought to you by Canada.
So anyway, we wanted to provide everybody this arsenal of listing of all the stations that we have so far. And there you go.
We have more, though.
I know. It's just...
Ladies and gentlemen, that you can see right now, the Blaze, WD, Atlanta, LA, Indiana, Chicago.
Oh my gosh.
That's only one day.
Yeah. But you got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah. There we go. We're all over the place. And
let's give one more. And the international list, ladies and gentlemen, I got to add more stations on there because she forgot Australia. She forgot couple of stations and stuff like that in Germany. You've got Germany, Australia, New Zealand, and you forgot. Go ahead.
You know, I can't keep up with everything that you put on. Okay.
Well, those are the most important ones. And Italy. Where's Italy at? I didn't see no Italy in there. You know how many of my people are going to be angry in Italy?
Okay, so I got to put Australia, Italy, Germany, and what else?
Australia, Germany, Italy.
Okay, whatever. Anyway.
You forgot Toronto, too.
We'll figure it out after the show. Okay? How about that?
But, too much.
Yeah, just letting you guys know. I mean, we're continuing to expand. And we're really receiving such, like...
Love internationally.
Yeah, you know, it's really so, like, it's so heartwarming that all the stations that have, you know, watched our show and have wanted us to, you know, be on the network.
Shout out to... Gold Rush, big shout out to XL UK, mm-hmm. big shout out to a lot of stations that we're previously on, like Love Music inside Germany. Big love to them, man. Always doing UNL, man. Much love with us, man. And I just definitely appreciate everybody in Turkey too. You've got Turkey on there.
Okay, that's what you know what, Vinny? Don't help him out here, please.
There's just a lot. Listen, let's just say that it's a global brand. Mm-hmm. You know, because we have stations from California to Australia. Ladies.
Right.
Well, actually, is New Zealand farther than Australia?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
New Zealand.
Okay. So anyway, I'm going to have to provide you guys a new list. Mm-hmm. I'll put it on our social media. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, also, you were on the cruise yesterday with DJ Hot Rod.
Yeah. Do you guys have any clips of that?
No, we don't have any clips of that.
I thought I sent some clips. Okay.
But you guys are really, you know, rocking that boat, you know? I mean, you guys really have so much fun on that
boat. Big shout out to all the artists on there, man. Everybody that was there. We do a cruise every Fridays.
Every Friday and Saturdays, right?
No, just Fridays.
Just Fridays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Saturdays need a break.
Oh, okay.
So we do a cruise every Friday. It leaves, boarding time is 10. It leaves at 11. It comes back at 2.
Yeah. You know, I like those kind of little cruises where you can see the skyline and everything.
Yeah, Statue of Liberty, too.
Yeah.
So we go by the Statue of Liberty. We do a freestyle. Drop the mic. It's called Mrs. Liberty. Mic drop. True story. Liberty mic drop, yeah.
But you guys have so much fun with that, and I can't do boats.
All the artists is going crazy, having a good time. You know, it's funny because all the artists look at that like, man, we're really on a cruise and really chilling right now. So big shout out to all the artists, you know.
Yeah, if anything, I'm going to try to do it myself because I'm not, like I just said, I'm not good on boats, but.
And you always forget, man, the DNA app. Right now, everybody's live on the DNA app. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying.
Shout out the DNA app.
DNA Digital Media, if you go to your iPhone or your Android and you go to your Play Store, you can actually download the DNA Digital Media app. Don't worry about it, okay?
Or if you want to hear us, we're on iHeart right now, too, as well as... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
As well as Apple TV, Roku.
Roku.
And Fire.
There you go.
TV. Okay. Well, Amazon.
Shall we go on now?
Yeah.
Okay. So... Our guest for tonight is a very special gentleman, and I can't wait for you to meet him. So when we come back from commercial break, you will meet the enchanting Doug White of DBU All-Star Band. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Eres bella, tus ojitos me iluminan. Aunque no quiera, no quiera, me tiene loco en la cabeza. Guardo tus fotos, no las he borrado, y tus besitos no los he olvidado. Eres bella, I think about you all the time. But it's been 2 years now since I last saw you, y no saliste.
Welcome to Paradise Content Creation Studios, where your creativity finds its perfect home. Imagine a space where innovation meets inspiration at every corner. Our state-of-the-art facilities are designed to transform your ideas into extraordinary realities. Whether you're crafting cinematic masterpieces or viral content, we have it all covered. Join a community of creators who dare to dream and push the boundaries of possibility. With cutting-edge technology and a passionate team, your projects are destined for greatness. Step into a realm where every detail is meticulously crafted for your success. At Paradise Content Creation Studios, unleash the power of your imagination and watch it soar.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so let me introduce to you our guest. He is a star in my eyes already. So please welcome Doug White of DBU All-Star.
Oh, hey, everybody.
Hey, Doug, how are you, my brother?
Oh, I'm doing great. Wonderful day.
Good, good. Welcome to the show, obviously. But I want to start off because you're pretty, very interesting because I read a little bit of the bio and stuff, but... there are so many facets to DBU All-Star Band.
Absolutely. But tell
us, yeah. Right. You know, because I read a lot about it. But tell us, first of all, the DBU.
Of course. Yeah. So DBU is the studio here in Valley Center. Mm-hmm. Dust Bennett is the owner, producer, engineer. Mm-hmm. And we met up about 4 years ago. And so we started recording songs. We've recorded over 50 songs in 4 years. We started working with my son, Spencer. And from that, we formed the All-Star Band.
Right.
With Dusk as the producer. And then we have James Reinhardt at drums. And then let's see who else. Well, that's actually, that is the DBU All-Star Band, me right. And James and Dust.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then you added a couple of other people too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So now we have a fantastic keys player, mm-hmm. Mario Cozy. He does the Hammond piano, whatever. We've introduced Dave Paskowitz, who's a singer. Surfer, he's a famous surfer. Chris Juan is another surfer, bass player, fabulous musician. And then we have about five different singers also as well that are all, you know, high-end singers. So we've right. got a great team.
You got like a beautiful ensemble, you know, which is really cool because they got a little bit of, they got every facet, you know, of the music, you know. And where, how did you find all these people?
Well, we're in San Diego, North County, San Diego, and we have a tremendous music scene. Right. And Dust opened up the studio. He moved down from L.A. And, you know, you put a sign on and people show up. So right.
That's so cool.
I've known Mario a long time. Chris, I've known for a while. So yeah, I mean, musicians, we all kind of hang together. You know how that goes.
Right. Yeah. You know why? Because the one interesting part of it was the producer, Dusk, because I was reading also a lot about him, because when I checked out the website for the DBU Ranch.
Right. DBU Ranch Recorders. Yes.
That is beyond beautiful.
It is a beautiful place. Valley Center is a very special place in northern San Diego County. But Dust's focus is on more of the retro equipment. So right, he has a Neve board and a friggin' wall of stuff that I don't even begin to understand how to use. But it's just fascinating watching Dusk work, because he is a musician, but he's just not making the sounds. Yeah,
because when I can we pull up those pictures of the studio?
Let's pull up a picture of the studios.
I took a couple of the pictures from I was flabbergasted when I saw that. I was like, Danny is actually getting up to go look at that right now.
Yeah, so on the left there, that's the knee board. In the middle, that's his the 2-inch tape machine. I'm forgetting the name of that.
Right.
He has several guitars that we can use.
Show that
the
other
drums.
One
he has two or three different drum sets.
Look at that.
Yeah, there's your wall of sound equipment.
It's just like,
he uses all of that. That's not for looks. That's real stuff. Yeah.
You know what I love? He has the legendary island.
What do you mean?
The island is a dope.
Well, if you go back, that's really? A Neve board. And that's from 1970.
Really?
And what that means, you know, the competition that Dusk has is home recording, which is legitimate. You should do that. But when you listen to the drums compared to that board, you just can't do that at home.
Exactly.
What's
so crazy about it, right? Everybody's versing digital, man. But you look at that board, right? That board probably made a lot of top. Every time I see a board like that, I go, man, because like he said, you really can't put a price on the way that sound is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You just can't.
It is a definite, unique sound, very warm, very, very rock. Yeah.
Right. But I feel like, to be honest with you, I feel like that's what music is missing a lot now, instead of having more of the digital kind of sound. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were talking about the AI artists beforehand. I just can't. To me, that's how I feel like. That's how artists now, honestly, destroy themselves.
Yeah.
Because having an original, authentic sound like that coming out, how can you beat that? Like, I don't like anything
is that you go and do your own work, get your stuff down, and then you go into the studio, because you'll be ready to do it and you'll be able to bang it out pretty quick. Right. And that's how you should do it. So
yeah, because
absolutely,
it's such the authenticity of everything that you do. You know, I'm trying to say, and it comparing it to others that are so digitally created, and
it's no shade to the young guys, because that's how they learn. But I feel like being an artist when I was younger, man, that you wanted that type of thing, the type of sound. Like when you go into a studio, it's way different than what you're doing is you're playing around inside your bedroom. You know, so that's let's just be honest right there. Like a lot of hit records now are getting made from their bedrooms, but you know, I always like the old sound of going into the studio, always having that great feel. And then we were working with Michael, and Michael had that huge boards and all that. And it felt like, you know what I mean? Like, there's difference between independent, difference between rookies, and difference between majors.
Yeah.
When you go into a certain studio like that, to me, that's like $1 million+ studio you can look at. And just probably the sound that comes out there is probably just amazing when it comes to it.
Well, the sound is amazing, and we didn't touch on the microphone collection that he has. And the last song that my son did, his name is Spencer. It's rumored and probably true, Frank Sinatra sang through that same mic, because Dusk bought it at a studio in L.A. So very likely it's the same mic that Frank Sinatra used. And I think, you know, that's kind of cool. Now, Dusk would go to all details of his mics. I mean, he would talk for 15 minutes and I play guitar.
He's like, I'm not trying to hear that right now. I'm playing guitar, no vocals.
But you know me.
That's beautiful.
But having a mic and, you know, they have the mic from Frank Sinatra and I share his birthday. So it's like we're connected. I'm just saying, December 12th, Frank Sinatra. But
Blue Eyes.
What's December 12th?
December 12th, right? Because that was the day I was born.
And that's the day he was born.
And that's his birthday. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's why I said December 12th. December 12th is Frank Sinatra's birthday. So let's just keep saying that so everybody knows that me and him share the same day. But but with that said, the authenticity is not just about everything that they're doing. It's just also like when I saw the pictures and I read the bio on everything, it was pretty interesting because I just keep saying it all the time, but it's just like, I love when things are original.
Yeah.
When it comes to the music, the lyrics, the song, it's when it's original and, you know, it's just like a good type.
I feel like it means something more because that's their own style. I mean, like, let's be honest. I see probably thousands and thousands of people handing me all the time, letting me always hear their Spotify coming, but it always sounds the same. It doesn't sound a lot of times. Like, you know, you might get like 20 artists in a room and only have two.
Mm.
You know, that you go, whoa, this person.
Well, here's the challenge. As a musician, the challenge is if you don't sound like somebody else, then they don't even listen to you. So what we're doing is, I honestly don't care. I write a song and I want to make it as good as I can. I don't care if I please anybody. And we've always had that attitude. And, you know, I don't know, I've got maybe 20 of my own songs and the genres are radically different. I mean, we had saxophone on some and some is, I'm more of a punk player, which is probably not surprising, but, we've kind of headed towards a surf sound because that's kind of a little more universal than some things. So we're kind of in that
surf sound. Is that like the Beach Boys or something?
Not necessarily.
Oh, well, when you just said surfing, why don't surfing USA.
Why don't you, because she's confused. Why don't you leave her a little more about the sound?
One of the things Dust got was an ancient Kahn organ, and it's got, I think, 150 tubes. Okay, do you remember what a tube is? I mean, we have tube amps. Yeah. Before the circuits that you used to have a power tube. So this Kahn keyboard, it is the ultimate beach sounding keyboard. It's just so amazing. So last year we submitted a song to the media base. And it did really well. I think it was, I don't remember. I think it made it to 60 on media base. And so had your Kahn organ, Fender Precision bass, like Beach Boys, Strat guitar, you know, very Beach Boys sounding. And it worked and it was just a blast. I mean, it's so much fun to play and sing and all that stuff. So this year, we did a similar song. We didn't use the Kahn this time, but that's when we brought in David Paskowitz because, you know, he's a surf legend. You know, there's a whole story behind him. Oh, by the way, it's his birthday today, so you can say
happy birthday, David Paskowitz. Oh,
birthday, David Paskowitz.
Yeah. So there you go. I mean, the song starts off with a Dick Dale, you know, guitar riff and all that kind of stuff. So
one quick question, right? So you said you were number 60 on Media Base, correct? So that's the national chart.
Give or take five or six, yeah.
No, but that's the national charts for all the listeners listening.
Well, yeah, Spencer's first song made it to 39, which is pretty cool.
Let everybody know that, you know, because I try to express to the young independent artists that watch us and then ask questions because they don't know really like what media base is. And then I have to explain them because I tell everybody, I say every artist that I have on here is a professional recording artist because you're a professional independent, you know, I mean, a major independent.
Right.
That's how I look at it. Anybody that hits the media base charts, even gets on the billboards and stuff, we will always call ourselves major independents.
Mm-hmm. True.
Okay. Well, look at thank him. You, okay. Aiden. Just a musician. Yeah, yeah, cool.
See, he is so
Definitely a musician. You know how I know you're a musician? Because you see something, you go, all right, cool, let's rock on.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let's rock on. Like, I love that. No, but I love that. That's real artistry. That's a real artist. Like, I have friends that have platinum records, right? And I go, where's your platinum record? He goes, oh. He goes, yeah, nah, I don't buy him and stuff like that. I'm like, why? He goes, yeah, let's just rock on, keep doing what we're doing. You're like, wow.
Yeah, he just...
But that's how you know that's a real artist,
that
you know?
That is Doug.
That's right what I love there. About it. That's what
that
I love about
Doug.
It. You're like, yeah, number 61, number 39. All right, Doug, guys, got to keep rocking on. Let's make more.
Yeah, but you know what it is, too? Because he's always, like, playing. He's always, like, working in his head. Because when I was watching him, even before the show, and I'm like, he's already on again with, you know, he's just this strumming the guitar on IG. Winds of Change, right? I'm right. Listening to it.
Yeah, no, we were watching it. I was like, that's real.
Okay. And this is right before we were coming to the studio.
Yeah, we were watching it.
And I'm like, oh, there he goes. He's like, what's going on? I said, Doug's on the thing again. Yeah. He's playing.
Did it? I'm actually
you kind of start to act about the process. And so all the songs that I write are written on an acoustic guitar. Okay. Mm. And so that song you saw, Winds of Change, you know, you bang it out on the guitar. So then you get together with James, the drummer, and he picks out, a rhythm track. And that song was really interesting because it could be a very Irish acoustic song. And I always tend to try to push it a little rockier. And so if you listen to the recording, it's a rock song. And James was a little surprised because he was ready to come in with the Irish beat, whatever. So it's really important. And David is like on the song, he's like, what is this? Jeez, this is just noise, right? You know, because I'm trying to pluck it out on an acoustic guitar. And then after 2 hours, you get it. And it's just, it's so fun to see the song just balloon. So
you know what's so cool, man, just seeing your like passion about it actually makes somebody like want to actually go around and really hear the music.
Yeah,
can we hear something?
Okay, but this is his hinting for me to put the song on.
You know what it is? Okay. You know what it is, it's just that I just love the passion that
I know
you have,
he loves it
and it's just dope, and I just want to really get to that record for everybody to hear.
All right, what are you gonna play?
We're gonna play Going Del Rey.
Oh, awesome. Okay,
let's go. Let's take it on, baby.
Who could ask for more? We're Lucas Tinian.
Go. And we're back. Are we back?
About to be in 2 seconds.
Okay.
And we're back.
And we're back.
All right, look. All right. So there was people listening, right? And she looks at me and she goes, what do you think they sound like? So I'm watching people write and they're writing and they said Sublime.
Sublime. Interesting.
I like it. Like, no, that's like that. I was like, I love it.
It's
love
like, it. You know, forget the Beach Boys, okay? Like I said before. Okay, forget the Beach Boys. They give me a good feeling kind of ensemble, band, orchestra. I don't even know what to call you. I don't even want to call you a band.
I love it.
I want to call it, I don't know. It's just like you guys deserve a new word. Okay. It is just
Tasper.
I don't know. It's just something so different. And it's a really good feeling, like kind of sound. And it's so authentic. Is that you, Doug?
Yeah, you're getting calls right now from people. Like, yeah, look at this.
See, already people.
All right. So my thing is, right?
This phone's coming off the hook.
I love it. I really do. I love it. I love the sound. I love it.
Well, you guys, that song was so fun to record. I mean, we just had a blast. It was just so fun. And to have it come out, you know, we didn't know we were going to do a reggae beat when we walked in. And in 3 seconds, boom, it just happened, you know. So that's the magic of the studio.
You know what I like about Doug? I know he's a real artist. I mean, a real musician, because I don't have to say nothing and you explain everything.
Yeah.
Which I love, because it's like it's a difference between like a singer. Like when a singer comes in, it's like a singer, like really got to prepare. Like a singer will give you a different outlook when somebody that's crazy off like the certain like musician wise, they go, yeah, we go in there. We hear a little bit of something. Like you'll see the difference between musician and difference between a singer or a rapper and an artist.
And
that's
who
what I love about it.
I want to know who took care of that video. That video was so cute.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. The video.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know.
But that's okay. We'll find out. No, because I thought that video was done perfectly with the lyrics on it and all the abstract pictures that were involved.
Fifth one I've done, the lyric video, and I was very pleased with this one, and we're actually making another one. We're starting tomorrow, so
wow.
For the next song.
You're starting tomorrow. Do you have the song already?
Oh yeah, the song's done. It's called Summertime Girl, and the promoter said it was too rock, so we went with that one to promote. So I disagree, but I paid him the big bucks, so I'm gonna go with what he says. You know.
So it's called Summertime Girl.
Yeah.
Who wrote that song?
Oh, I write them all.
You write everything. So how did you come up with Ray?
That Ray's phenomenal.
How do I come up with ideas?
Yeah. How'd you come up with that one?
That one's an old song. I mean, my band back when I lived in Florida, we wrote that song. So.
Oh, okay. Cicada,
when you write songs.
Is that Cicada?
I can't tell what you said.
Oh, Cicada, is it? Cicada 3?
Oh, Cicada.
Cicada, yes.
Cicada. No, that was the new Tarzans. We were an amazing band in Delray Beach, Florida. We were well hated.
We rehearsed
in the middle of town, and that created lots and lots of tension. So I never could understand, but that's okay.
How did you create in the middle of town? What did you do? Like you went outside and started jamming?
We were in the house, but the walls are only what, a quarter inch thick, and you know you could hear us. I mean, we were out of line. I mean, I don't deny it. So.
Hey, listen, rock on. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. So if you look at the song is called Bobby O'Brien. I'm on Bandcamp. You can look up Bobby O'Brien. That was the guy that got us kicked out of Florida.
Let's look up Bobby. Good old Bobby Brian.
Bobby O'Brien.
Bobby O'Brien.
He actually did us a favor because then we moved to San Francisco, and there was some time in between, but we continued to play there for a couple of years as well. So no, I don't know.
That's crazy.
You know, I can understand getting kicked out of a hotel. Okay. Or getting kicked out of a casino or something, but you got kicked out of a state.
We got kicked out of the state. Yeah. So if you listen to the words of Going Del Rey, if you listen to the words, it explains why we got kicked out of the state. So,
oh my God.
100% true story.
That's the greatest thing I heard. Please give me a clap.
Oh my God. I can't. That is just. I looked it up
in the three bars that they're still there. Boston's and the Sail Inn and the Banana Boat. They're still there. They're open.
I've actually heard of the Banana Boat in Florida.
Oh there it is a great place.
This is a kind of great now. I'm loving this.
No, I mean, this is just too much.
How you know he really rocked on.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to jail. I should have gone to jail. We're driving down the road and the sheriff pulls us over and we pull into the Banana Boat and the sheriff goes, "Oh, you think you're pretty funny, huh?"
And we're looking at him, yeah.
You think you're pretty smart, huh? Yeah. Well, I had two license plates on my car. And my friend just grabs one of them, rips it off, and we just ran into the bar, didn't look back. I was expecting a billy club on the back of the head. And we walk in, and there was a party going on, and I knew and so we just joined in, and, you know, it all went well.
Oh, my God.
That's a rocker, ladies and gentlemen. Please give him another round of applause.
You could write a book.
Give him a round of applause, Vinny.
I want to read this book, dude. You have no idea. Oh my God, imagine the traveling adventures with Mr. Doug White. Oh my God, from Del Rey to San Diego.
I got two or three. Oh
so when you came to San Diego, was it more welcoming?
Well, of course they didn't know him.
I actually had a job, you know, I mean, where they paid you, you know.
Oh my God. And so you get to San Diego, you hook up with all these gentlemen, these fine gentlemen, you create this band. But I mean, you know what? I think everything also fell into place the way it was supposed to, you know, regardless of, you know, being kicked out of Florida. I can't.
I'm loving this, man. Big shout out to you. Kicked out of Florida.
I mean,
much love on that.
Doug,
one.
You're killing me with this.
He's a rocker in heart. My God. Like Rolling Stone over here.
I'm trying not to get kicked out of California.
Okay, you try. You know, yeah. Please. No, we like you there. So, oh my God, that is insane. I can't get over it. You know what it is? You just flabbergasted. That's why. So I'm just my.
I think that's amazing.
So anyway, is there any other juicy stories you got for us or no?
Juicy stories.
Yeah, you got.
No, I mean, you can listen to the songs. All the songs are true stories.
Okay, so that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, that's.
I think Summertime Girl is going to be fun. I mean, my friend So I met my wife, and I was living in a, you know, a building where there's lots of people living in it. And so my friend met the girl that lived below. And so that's where Summertime Girl comes from. And then Motorboat.
Yeah. Motorboat. You know what? Don't go there. No.
Let's open up Pandora's box.
All right, that won't go. I'll let your imagination run with Motorboat.
I got the
imagination. I haven't posted Motorboat yet. Yeah.
No, we don't need to know about
Motorboat.
You didn't break the engine, did you?
No, I was just in the boat. I didn't steer it. So
big shout out.
You know what? Don't even go there.
Listen, at the end of the day, shout out to him.
Yeah, most of Motorboat. Oh my God.
I love that actually. That's a great concept.
You're gonna love the song. The song is so cool. And I apologize. I meant to post it. I haven't posted it yet. So I'll get it posted tomorrow.
Okay. But anything else that you have, just send it our way, because I want to hear more from you.
No,
but
I definitely love the
music. I want to hear more stories, but maybe, you know, we can do this on the side, you know, without cameras and stuff, and we can talk. I mean, I can just imagine the stories.
No, I love it. That's a great artist right there.
But you know what it is? Rockers like him, and I'm not trying to generalize, but rockers always have a story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Their story time in their songs, they just have a different type of storyline, you know, and it's always an interesting one from the roads, let's say from Florida to San Diego, you know, things can happen.
Well, I'm actually very intrigued though. So the career, we're going to get back to, you know, that was actually good. I love that. But
okay, got
the career now, right? When you went to San Diego, it started to really go off, right? Like a lot of things started to really come together after you left Florida.
Well, no, it's a long story. I mean, I got married and didn't have kids. And so there was a gap of 20 years, you know, where I literally put the guitar down. I mean, I didn't touch it. So what's really cool about these songs, I mean, a lot of them are just memories of, you know, stuff that, and of course you embellished it a little bit, but of things that happened 45 years ago. I mean, sharing my age, but
your youth. Yeah, man. But it's pretty cool though. So what I really saw about that record that I liked a lot, man, is just, it brought me into a different type of zone. Mm. Yeah. Like it made me more calmer, but I feel like that record has a lot, you know what I mean? Yeah. A lot of information.
Oh, yeah, but I got to rewind that record and keep playing it, because there's a story in there that I didn't quite catch yet.
Yeah, and I don't expect you to catch it unless
you listen,
you know? I tried to kind of slide the song so it didn't just, you know, I want to hold your hand, you know, it's a little deeper than that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We already know.
Yeah, especially.
So one of my favorite songs is On the Radio, is a song that I wrote that I wanted to write 40 years ago. And I just kind of put it in the back of my head. And then with the All-Star Band, I was able to pump it out. And that one actually performed live is really fun to play live on the radio.
Yeah, we're
what hold up, what's it?
Oh, I
what song? What song is the one that you'll be playing live on the, like, played live on the radio, right? That's what you just said, because it was hard for to hear. What song right now? Go ahead.
When we do play live on the radio, is one of the most popular
on the radio
songs that we do.
It is on the radio, right? That's what the name of the song.
Yeah, it's on the radio. It's a story about a guy that lost touch with his girl and decides to try to reach her by writing a song and sending it out on the radio. So
I like that. I like that concept.
I mean, actually, I think a lot of guys think that.
Yeah, absolutely. When a guy loses, okay.
Here we go.
I had an album called Regenerator, right? She was breaking up with me. It was about to be over, the whole engagement, the whole thing, right? I made an album, so I understand that concept. I made a whole album for her, right? And the album went very good. A record called let her know was on the radio out here, got on the news is out here, got on everything. So I understand when you say on the radio, because radio. That's what basically I did to get my wife back.
Yeah.
So I'm not going
to. Oh, wow.
Yeah, he basically played that song so much that I was hearing it out of my, you know what? I mean, it was just playing over the place. I mean, and it was.
Today we're not going.
Well, that's no,
listen, with everything that we have gotten from Doug today, this is nothing.
Yeah, it's PG-13.
Okay. You guys have forgotten PG, okay? There is no PG with you and Doug. Okay?
No, but I definitely understand. Like, on a serious note, I definitely understand that concept, and I really do like that, actually.
Yeah, but can we ask Vinny, is there any chance that we can get that or no? Has it downloaded? No, okay. We were actually, because the file that we got from you was so big. That
it was, yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, it's a really big file, so we were hoping that it would, like, download by the time we did the show, but stop sending us the file.
That's a shame. So what that one is, that particular reel is, if I hope you get to share it, but at the DBU recorders, we did two different takes totally live. In other words, there was no overdubbing. It was boom, that was the song. And so I had on there a skeleton ball. And on the radio. Yeah. If that one is the other one that's on the reels that I sent you.
Yeah.
That experience, it was called Back to Two Track.
Okay.
Was the most exciting experience I've musically ever done. And if I recommend any musician super highly to try to do it. So you prepare, you get all your stuff down, you go in as a team. And that's the recording. There's no overdub, no anything. That's what you get. And right. So the two reels that I sent you, that's what that is.
Yeah, I know, because I actually got to watch it because played it.
So you got on the radio.
I got it, yeah. I really liked on the radio. Okay. You have a good voice.
Okay, good.
Look at it. Okay.
Now, those good mics really, I mean, there's lots of sauce on there.
You know, but you know what? It is the mic, but at the same time, it is the person as well. Okay?
Well, you gotta sing.
You got the charisma, okay? He's got that grit. Like,
no, but I'm singing though. You have to have a voice. I mean, the mic is good, but if you have a bad voice, the mic isn't gonna work right.
I said that just now. What I just said.
I understand, but listen, I'm DJing a lot of these shows, and these kids got the auto tune, and I have a button, right? This is how evil I am. I have a button. So the button just shuts it off.
Yeah, he
so
loves doing that.
So then you have
that.
To go live. So when I do that, so cruel. I like messing with them. So they be going over there and be like, yeah, I can't really sing. I said, okay, cool. Watching it. One, two, three. Shut the button.
Shut the bump. He loves the button. No.
Put the button back on.
He is so mean. So but anyway,
it's not mean. It's just real talent.
No, but all I'm just saying, I'm trying to remember, like, he had that, like, don't be insulted. Okay. Dun, 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 dun. He reminded me a little bit of Christopher Christofferson.
Okay.
Remember? Wow.
I'll take that.
I knew you would.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I'll take that.
Because that's how that's who you reminded me of.
Absolutely.
You know? And I'm not saying, like, I'm not trying to compare or anything like that, but every time we have somebody on the show, you know, sometimes they just kind of bring you back to a certain time, right? And or a certain person's song. And it's not because they remind you of that person. They just remind you of that, the way you felt with that particular individual.
Oh, absolutely.
You understand?
I really do.
And that's who he made me feel like. I felt like I was listening to Christopher Christofferson.
When he's playing the guitar.
Yeah, when he was playing the guitar and everything. Absolutely. He was really rocking it out and everything.
Yeah, no, I could definitely agree.
Doug is
that.
Genuine. And that's why I can, you know, I say he reminded me of him. You know, and then we got Sublime.
It just had that melody, man, of what's that record? Everybody's gonna die laughing. But how'd you forget that record?
How'd you forget? Okay, well, you keep thinking about it. I'm gonna still talk to Doug. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right.
I remember it.
So if anything, how many children do you have right now? How many children do you have?
I have three boys.
Three boys.
And my oldest was a very excellent trumpet player. Wow. But he decided to get a job and get married, which is a good choice.
Yeah.
So then my middle son is Spencer. Right. And he also is an awesome trumpet player. He played the trumpet on that song you played.
Right.
So, we have a great music school in our little town. Amazing. And then my youngest son is Griffin. And he's 32 years old, my youngest.
He's 32 years old. Yeah, but you know what? You have an age, Doug.
Oh, it's fun. Playing music is a great way to live. So,
and it keeps you young. It does. I believe it every day of my life, because when I was listening to Going Del Rey, it didn't, I'm not saying I'm old too. I mean, I'm up there with you, babe. But I'm just like, when things take me back to a better time and a better place, you're doing the right thing. And it doesn't matter about the fame and the money and all that stuff. You're just genuinely, your soul is in music.
But you got to give it up to him, man. He's hitting the charts. Like that song that we just heard, it's on Media Base too, right? In the charts.
Yeah,
it is. We just played.
It's at 71 for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
That's not bad. Hopefully. That's not bad.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
people just don't even get on there, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that I know that haven't even been on a Media Base.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. I guess, I think a lot of credit needs to go to my promoter.
So, Howie.
Can I share his name or?
Of course you can.
Do that?
Are you kidding me? Yeah,
go.
Yeah, I think Howie's done a great job promoting. So
Howie, he has a lot to do with it. Let me tell you, I had a very chance meeting with Howie. Only several months ago, I think it was and started in like October, November of last year. And we partnered up DNA Live with Howie Wood. And okay. I have not looked back since.
Oh, good.
Amazing. It got his talented artists, amazing artists. It definitely helped us level up.
Yeah, he leveled us up. And I mean, the artistry of the people that we are, the volume of talent that he has surrounding him is phenomenal. And we're
look
very
at you, like he's one of the promoters for you, right?
Yeah.
Look at this, man. Like you're I love it because of the professionalism. Every time that he brings us somebody, it's a professional person. It's a person that's serious about their career and really tries to push themselves to the next level.
Yeah.
So there's nothing I can say. Like your music is phenomenal.
Yeah. I enjoy it.
So I want you just to know that your music is phenomenal. I want to keep hearing a little bit more of the backstories about some of this music. You know what I mean? Because I think it was cool. Listen, I know you're going to be like, why would you say
it? Here we go again.
But I think it's cool. Not like cool, but I just like people that show artistry through their life, That's something that I really do respect because, again, nowadays you got carbon copies and everybody want to copy each other. What I really heard about your music that I like, this is your life, Something that you lived through. This is something that you got out of. And plus, I got to give kudos to you, too, for getting banned in Florida. I don't know. Honestly, I think that's not saying that's ill, but I think just your music alone, right, with that story is so cool because it's real.
Yeah.
And it has a great backstory.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm very intrigued to hear more of your music.
Yeah.
Because of your backstory and because of this is not something that's just, okay, we want to just be like somebody else and just live somebody else's life. No, I respect artists that the music comes from their soul, comes from their heart, and comes from their life experiences.
Oh, you should write a book. I mean, that was just fabulous.
Well, you got to give them up to the
people.
I'm
just saying,
you
got to give this guy props,
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead. I'm sorry. You going to ask another question or should I?
No. My question to you was, right? What was the hardest thing that you ever wrote about? The hardest experience,
So being the age I am, when you reach my age, your parents pass. Okay. And so when I was with Dusk 3 years ago, that was what was going on. I was going through my mom and dad passing. And I'm not thinking of the name of the song right now, but on the on my album, there's a song, you know, for my dad, and there's a song for my mom, and there's a song for my brother, because he was in hospice for cancer and he was supposed to pass. And I had started a song called Miracles Happen. Ooh. And I was with my brother and I'm singing this song. And then I got really ticked off at myself because I knew I was a hypocrite, because here I was singing a song about miracles happen. And I just figured my brother was going to die in 3 days. And when I realized that, I got really mad at myself, and I just dug into the song and just played it for him for like 2 hours.
Oh man.
My brother's still here. He miracle happened. Yeah. It happened. And so then Dusk hasn't exactly had the easiest times either. His son, a year ago, right when we were recording these songs, it turned out he needed to get a heart transplant.
Oh,
I mean, think about that. So here's Dusk, you know, and we banged out 3 of the best songs I've ever written while he's dealing with his son at Stanford getting a heart transplant.
Oh, wow.
Pretty amazing. That song you mentioned earlier, Winds of Change.
Winds of Change.
Okay, when I write songs, I try to be positive. Well, my dog was killed by a rattlesnake. And I really wanted to express my feelings. And so when you listen to Winds of Change, what that is that you got to deal with death and you got to move on. And so listen to the lyrics, and I felt really good about that. I made a positive experience out of a really tough situation.
I want to hear that record though that you did for your brother. Write that down.
Writing it down right now.
Because I want to listen to that, because what I liked though was you just said was you put all your energy into there and the universe heard it. So I made the miracle.
Miracles happen.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It was pure miracle. That one. What do you do? I mean, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's amazing.
I mean, this, I really appreciate everything about this guy. I mean, he came on the show and he offered us so much stories.
No, I love that. I love the, with the microphone.
I still can't get over the being kicked out of Florida. I mean,
it is what it is. It is what it is. When you're a rocker, that usually happens.
I just love you, Doug. Okay. That's all I want to say. I just love you, Doug. But everybody, I want everybody to check out DBU All Star Band. That's small D, B big, BB, B, and then little U All Star Band on IG and everywhere. Check out Doug White. I mean, he is just phenomenal. But I'm telling you, dude, you should write a book.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll stick with songs.
I'm just saying, you know what it is? Because I think he just has that, you know, that like the blues traveler. You remember him?
I mean, yeah, man, definitely.
He reminds me of the blues traveler, like the guy who wants to tell a story through his songs. But you know what? I'll write a book with him.
What about a book on tape?
An audio book. We can do an audio book, dog.
All right. Well, I'll get right on it.
No, he's not. He's lying. Oh, he is such a sassy guy.
Go ahead.
No, I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
This is great. I definitely got to do part two.
Oh, we could do part three as well.
Yeah, he definitely got probably a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'd love to. I got 2 or 3 songs coming up. We'll love to share it with you.
Oh, there absolutely. You
thank you again, son. I mean, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
I have never seen that.
I have never said that. I am so sorry. Okay. Thank you again. Doug, I meant to say, not son. Okay. Now I'm really showing my age. Again.
Wow.
Thank you again.
Well, thanks for having me. This has been a lot of fun.
And you're welcome. And also, again, let's give a big, 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 big happy birthday shout out to David Paskowitz. Okay.
Yeah.
With that said, good night, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Peace out, and we'll see you next week.
Peace out, ladies and gentlemen.